This is the Mondak Oilfield Review with host Jason Spies, the curator of capitalism.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Construction for North Dakota.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.
My name is Jason Spies with Building the Bakken and Coffee and Capitalism. My son Otis and I would like to take this moment to thank everyone involved with the Bakken Shale Play. From the trucking companies to the oil companies to the hotel operators to the restaurateur, it takes a big team to keep this economy moving. And my son and I are happy to be a part of it. You see, I'm running my 9-year-old son's company right now because in 20 years when he's ready to take over, the Bakken will still be a world-class shale play. And our company will become a second-generation business. Hold on a minute, am I running my grandson's company or my great-grandson's company?
Sample Auto Sales, Manning, North Dakota, thanks you for another amazing summer. As we gear up for fall, Sample Auto Sales invites you to stop in and see their selection of back-to-school or back-to-work vehicles, work trucks, light and heavy-duty, plus cars, SUVs, minivans, and more. As always, see most of their inventory online at sampleautosales.com. Call them up, 701-573-7875, or stop in and drink their coffee. Sample Auto Sales really appreciates your patronage.
My name is Jason Spies, and this is the Mondak Oilfield Review. Today we talk with Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Construction for North Dakota.
So last year, Dunseith Public School, located up by the Canadian border, they started a 4-day school week last year. And another school located on the Montana border called East Fairview Elementary School, they had a 4-day school week last year as well. They applied for renewal, and they will be operating a 4-day school week again during the 15-16 school year. And we have a new school located in Belcourt. The Turtle Mountain Community High School will now also be operating on a 4-day school week. And we've seen, and the reason that they have to reapply is because it is a non-traditional model, and they had to develop a plan and provide evidence why this would be better for their school, better for their students, better for their community. And but they also had to provide evidence that the students, they had to provide evidence to me at least, as the state superintendent, that the students were still gaining academically everything that they needed and that their needs were still being met. The evidence that we received both from East Fairview and from Dunseith was incredible. Their students were doing better. There was less absenteeism on the student side, less absenteeism from the teacher side. So initial indicators are that it's a very positive thing for those communities.
To listen to the entire interview with Kirsten Basler, Superintendent of Public Construction for the state of North Dakota, or to listen to other Mondak Oilfield Reviews, visit thecrudelife.com. The Mondak Oilfield Review would like to thank its local sponsors, radio affiliates, online news services, and other media distribution points, as well as Sample Auto Sales out of Manning, North Dakota. Check them out online at sampleautosales.com. And Kids and Capitalism, instilling ethics, community, and character in tomorrow's leaders today. Visit kidsandcapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies with the Mondak Oilfield Review. Be safe and keep it turning to the right.
The Mondak Oilfield Review is powered by buildingthebakken.com.